Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, some of these movies he produced, horror films, I was almost thinking of him as a modern-day Ed Wood. Because he didn't have the quality. I mean, the special effects were poor, the acting was poor, the scripting was poor. Right. But he put that stuff out there as much as he could. And I guess he sold a few. He figured, I'll sell a few. It was worth doing. He can say, now I am a movie maker. So, yeah, maybe he was a modern-day Ed Wood.
He actually got his start doing that because he was writing articles for adult magazines that specialized in reporting on the adult film industry. So he got to know a lot of the people behind the scenes, and I guess that he was able to get financing with a distributor's called the Dark Brothers. Tim actually managed to shoot a pornographic film called Driller, which was a takeoff on the Michael Jackson video, Thriller. But rather than doing it on 16 millimeter, and this was at the time, you know, I mean, it was a video had not quite come into the process yet, so it's still being done on film. But Tim managed to get it shot on 35 millimeter, and actually the production qualities, and it's still, you know, if you look it up online, you know, you can find it still available on DVD. But the production quality on it was really really good, and I guess that it played on Times Square for quite a while, you know, at the theaters there before Times Square became Disney-fied. But unfortunately, as with a lot of distributors, the Dark Brothers did not give Tim his fair share of the box office receipts. And in fact, you know, Tim had no idea, because I asked him about it one time, if he still had, say, like the original, you know, work prints from that. And he said that he thought that they were kept at, you know, such and such location, but at one time when he had went to check, the place was closed down and it was a completely different business. So he had no idea whatever happened to that original one.
So I found one. Here we go. Okay, Blood-sucking vampire freaks.
Yep. And in fact, you'll find my name on that one as well.
Well, okay, I'm not going to ask what your participation was.
I directed that one.
You were a movie director?
Yeah. I directed that one. Did the editing on it as well? Because let's see, there was Blood-sucking Vampire Freaks. There was Sandy Hook Lingerie Party Massacre. And then there was, what was the other one? It was Skin-Eating Jungle Vampires.
All right. Wasn't there some kind of lesbian vampire kind of movie?
That was the first one. It was Barely Legal Lesbian Vampire.
Right. I helped him do the cover artwork for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you have my attachment to a world
there you go.
Of strangeness. It was worth like a couple hundred dollars. I'm not going to object.
Mm-hmm. How did I get involved with you guys?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, we shot this at a time. This would have been around 2000 when prosumer digital cameras were just coming out. And, you know, Tim approached me, and he, you know, because of his experience with Driller, and he was seeing that there were people who were doing, you know, these direct-to-video VHS releases. And he was like, you know, can we do something like this? You know, I mean, he knew my experience with video production, and I'm like, well, there's some new cameras coming out. There's, you know, like Final Cut Pro is now available on PCs. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. So, I mean, we got these prosumer cameras, and what we would do is that Tim would shoot a lot of the stuff on his own, and then a couple times I flew into Manhattan and helped do some other stuff, and then I took everything back and then had to try to cobble it all together into a somewhat coherent mess.
Now, somewhat coherently, Final Cut Pro was always Mac only.
What was it? What was it that I used? I had, I got a PC.
Adobe Premiere?
Could be. It had it was a Sony, a VAIO, is that how you pronounce it? VIAO.
Sony had their own video production stuff as well that came with their computers.
Right. Well, and it was a FireWire interface. Of course, this was before. Yeah. The USB. So it, and I was using Final Cut Pro at the television stations I worked at. So it could have been Adobe Premiere.
You know, to be blunt, Final Cut Pro, by the way, is still available. It's $399 for professional movie editing software. And then they have two $50 modules for special effects and compression of big video files. I mean, literally speaking, you can become a movie maker with pretty professional results without spending a lot of money.
There's one out there now that you can get for free called DaVinci. Have you heard about that one?
DaVinci?
DaVinci, yes. It is just this incredible video editing software. I mean, you can get it for free, and I mean, it's right up there. You know, you pay a little extra, you can get, you know, some of the more, you know, professional add-ons and stuff. But for most people, you know, this free software, I mean, we would have killed to have had stuff like that back in, you know, like the 1990s and 2000, you know, a real production house, you know, so.
And the Apple software for $399.
Yeah.
For something that is professional grade, people make real movies with it. I mean, you have to consider here that the cost of that is amazing for what you get and what it's capable of. Today, the special effects on TV shows, where you don't have more than maybe a tenth or a twentieth the budget of a movie, can be pretty good sometimes. Oh, and yeah, you'd be surprised. Like, was it the Superman and Lois show where they have all the flying scenes and everything of Superman? It's about as good as what they have in the $250 million movies. And it's done on desktop-level software. I mean, I'm not encouraging people to make brand new soft porn movies in the tradition of Timothy Green Beckley. But if you want to become a movie maker, the cost of admission is so much less these days.
Oh, yeah. You can make them with your cell phone nowadays. It's got enough. I mean, these cell phones record in HD. I mean, not 5K and stuff like that, or Ultra HD as much. But I think even some of that's coming out. But
my iPhone can do 4K.
Well, you go. I mean, it's just amazing what we've got now for technology that way. So what are your plans for the future then, Tim? Or, like, are you just going to are you just going to go for a little bit of a break here and then figure out a new direction? Or have you got something in the works? Or are you, you know, I'm sure Tim wouldn't want you to just flame out here. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Before I answer your question, quickly backtrack those three movies that I talked about, silly, you know, cheap movies.
We really got to do our break now. And then we'll have more with Tim Schwartz. He'll also join us on the After the Paracast podcast, which is available to those who subscribe to the Paracast Plus. All you have to do is go to the Paracast.plus. That's the Paracast.plus. And you can sign up in what? 20 seconds or so, a minute or so, and you'll be set. And we also give away free Amazon gift cards for long-term subscriptions at theparacast.plus. So stay with us. Tim Swartz, remembering Tim Beckley, and a lot more to go with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So before we go on with other subjects, so many of which we have left to talk about, tell us about those other movie projects.
The three that we had talked about in the last segment, actually, as silly and as cheap as they were, they actually ended up doing very well, Tim, for a while, distributed him himself. Afterwards, he found some distributors, which, I mean, as you know, well know, Gene, about the whole distribution industry and how fair it is to everyone.
But, in other words, you get ripped off thoroughly. This is the way Hollywood works. Yeah, consider how many $200 million movies that made $500 million in box office receipts or more do not earn a profit.
Right.
I mean, if I was in that business and I could just say, hey, I made $1 billion on this movie, cost me $250 million to make, another $100 million to promote, I lost $50 million.
Something about the math that just doesn't work there.
It's convenient math. Convenient for those at the top, not anybody else. But Tim actually, you know, he ended up, you know, making a profit off of these movies. And you can still find them if you look, you know, like on YouTube, the like the buy or rent section of YouTube. I've seen them. And streaming services such as Tubi. You know, places like that. And we were told at one time that that one of the films, I can't remember which one it was big in Japan. That for some reason it sold really well in Japan. So go figure. We made them because it was fun. It was something to try to do, you know, to see if we could do a bit, maybe a better job than some of these other, you know, direct to video releases were. And I can't say that they were any better, but we sure had a good time. We sure had a good time doing them. Randall, back to the question that you asked, you know, we're myself and Sean Castile, we're trying to finish up the work that Tim was in the middle of with us. I would like for us to continue putting out books. I don't know if we're going to be able to put them out at the same rate that Tim could put it out, because it's like I said earlier, he was just constantly coming up with new ideas on books and whether or not we could do it, and you know what kind, what we would need to put them together. I have in my files here at least two other books that Tim had suggested that I start doing research on after we get the one that we're currently working on finished. Again, I don't know about Interlight Global Communications, if his relatives have any intention of continuing on with that brand. I sincerely doubt it, so you know, possibly we can work out a deal to continue publishing books under that banner. Right now I'm just kind of tunnel visioned on kind of getting the stuff done that we were in the middle of.
See where it goes from there.
Yeah, see what the future brings us, you know.
Does he have a structure to continue to fulfill orders?
Of course, all of our books are up and available on Amazon because that is a, you know, what's direct order.
It's print on demand. So what happens, folks, is when you buy the book, and even big publishers do it, rather than have to print 1,000 books and stick it in the warehouse, they have this equipment that will print the book when it's ordered, then collate it, and then it goes through an ordering fulfillment system where it's shipped to the customer. We have two books available, two of my sci-fi titles that I wrote with my son Grayson available that way because it's more efficient. I mean, I do have copies of the books here, but if someone orders that book, it's sent from Amazon.
Right. As for these places that would call Tim directly and order books, like Azure Green, places like that, that has been, as far as I know, I mean, you know, there's nobody to take the orders, and I don't know if I doubt if Carol Rodriguez, she'd be the one that would, you know, make sure the things were taken care of and sent out. The online bookstore that we had where we would offer books, specials, discounts, you know, autographed editions, things like that. Right now, I have closed down the links to that since I don't have access to get a hold of these books and send them out. So that's where that stands at the moment. But like I said, all of our books are available on Amazon, and some are also available at like Barnes & Noble as well. And the majority of them are also available as Kindle books. So that will continue on, you know, till I suppose till Amazon fails and or the internet shuts down,
which is going to happen next week. Actually, yeah. Before 2063, because after World War III in 2063, this drunken scientist Zephyrin Cochran, who looks so surprisingly like James Cromwell, will invent warp drive, attract the attention of the Vulcans, and we'll have the early days of the Federation. I guess most of you don't recall Star Trek lore. I think the best historical perspective as far as movies are concerned is Star Trek First Contact, which mm-hmm. is one of the best, or probably the best, featuring the Next Generation cast, directed by Jonathan Frakes. Speaking of movie directors and TV directors, the guy's great.
I like the practically anything Star Trek related that that Jonathan directed. I think that that he really did. He had his finger on the pulse with that. I was trying to think what
he still does. He does Star Trek Discovery, Star Trek Picard for the Paramount Plus channel, and the new Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which features Captain Pike, number one, and Spock. He'll direct some of those. He'll always do a couple of those episodes. So, and he does a lot of other stuff. I mean, the guy is just a brilliant director. And, you know, he did movies, he did TV shows, he did all sorts of different things. Why are we talking about Jonathan Frakes? I guess if we're up in Maine, I think he and his wife, Jeannie Francis, run an acting school up in Maine.
Well, I think we were talking about we were talking earlier about television shows and how a lot of them now have a look that mainstream movies, you know, 10 years ago would have loved to have been able to have. And you talk about Picard, Star Trek Picard. You know, talk about a beautiful looking television show. You know, I mean, not only are the scripts well written, and of course, you know, they're well directed, but that show has such a look to it that is just not many television shows have been able to accomplish just that fantastic look to them.
I like Superman and Lois. It's got a very filmic look.
Mm-hmm.
The, like I said, the special effects, I think, are very comparable to what they've been doing in the regular movies. We've got more to come with Tim Schwartz, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue will continue looking for survivors of Thursday's collapse of a Florida high-rise on Sunday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava saying the death toll is up to 5. The mayor adding the search for survivors is still a top priority.
Our teams have been working around the clock as always to search for survivors. They have not stopped. And today, our search and rescue teams found another body in the rubble. And as well, our search has revealed some human remains.
The excessive heat warnings continue in Washington, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and California. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden walked back comments tying the fate of a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure agreement to a separate Democratic effort to pass a broad anti-poverty plan, recommitting to the bipartisan deal after Republicans threatened to withdraw their support. House Minority Leader from California, one of those, he reacts to that bipartisan infrastructure package and how everyday Americans will see the effects of President Biden's budget proposal on their wallets.
Any economist will tell you adding $5 trillion into this economy not only will break it, it'll cause greater inflation that causes the greatest tax increase on really those that are least deserving. Those that have the least amount of money will be charged the most.
The cruise industry is setting sail from the United States shores once again. The first ship with passengers paying departed from Fort Lauderdale Saturday on a seven-night voyage with stops in Mexico and the Bahamas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think the scripts are really good quality. The acting is really good. I think the two leaders of the show, Betsy Tulloch and Tyler Hoechlin, make a great Lois Lane and Superman. As I said, the special effects are nicely done. And it's an example where television is getting more and more quality-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You have TV shows now that are very much comparable to movies. Some of the best scripts and production values are being done in TV shows. A lot of it is that movies are so expensive to make. So producers, especially after the pandemic and everything, as we try to restore the film industry, they focus on stuff that is very expensive to produce, is going to earn $500 million. And the independent TV movie producer wants to do something for $5 million or something. It's almost impossible to get it made. But you can go to a TV streaming service like Amazon and Hulu and Netflix and Paramount Plus and Disney Plus and Apple TV. There are so many networks out there just begging for quality material. It's a great place to go. And some movies never get released in the movie theaters. Or they do simultaneously, like the Wonder Woman sequel, Wonder Woman 1984, on HBO Max, and the movies same day. The Snyder Cut of Justice League, 4 hours. An expanded version of the original Justice League movie, only on a streaming service. We're talking about a movie that probably cost over $300 million to make.
That's something that Tim Bucky and I often would talk about, because we were both, you know, big movie lovers. Tim, when he could, would go see a movie at least once a week at the theater. And of course, you know, with the pandemic, that stopped. And then, you know, once he was not feeling as well, it was uncomfortable for him to sit for, you know, long periods of time in the movie theater. You know, but we would often talk about how, and it's like you said, Gene, I mean, Hollywood, if they're going to go and make a movie and release it in the theaters, then they're going to go and, you know, put a big budget in it, lots of explosions, maybe somewhat of a plot, but not much. A lot of them are very special effect driven. But there were a lot of television shows that were a lot more interesting.
I have to say this. The Marvel Universe, I cannot understand what's going on with a lot of it. It doesn't make sense. You got all these so-called superheroes. And remember, Marvel used to be the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Iron Man, which became the big star of the group because of the great acting from Robert Downey Jr. It was a second level character. Okay? You have to think about that. Fantastic Four, and they tried to do that movie a few times and hasn't come out very well. Spider-Man, where they've had three different actors play Spider-Man over 15 years. And that does well. But you have to think, the real superheroes, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, the big three. Now, of course, Flash on TV, and they're making a movie. Mm-hmm. You think about that. But Marvel, you've got, of course, the Avengers and Thor. But the biggest character there is Loki, the villain. I guess I can't keep up with it. I do not understand it. I watched the last Avengers movies, the last two, and I did not see where the plotting was. I think the last one, they had to kill off half the characters and send Captain America back to World War II. And all that. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. And a lot of people who are Marvel's fans will come at me and say, this Steinberg guy is crazy. Or he's very old, and of course that's why he likes Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and all that stuff. And maybe that's true. Or maybe the stories are simplified, except that in the DC universe they have, you know, 97 different versions of the character. I mean, how many times have you seen the origin story of Batman? And this past week on Superman and Lois, they redid the origin story of Superman. How he meets Lois Lane at the Daily Planet. Oh, well. Let's get back briefly to the world of flying saucers and UFOs and Tim Beckley. And by the way, we're going to be joined by Tim Schwartz on the premium show after the Paracast. So we've got a lot more to happen. Let's now, since we're doing this show on UFO Day, June 24th, 2021, and you'll hear it beginning on the 27th of June. We're sitting here now, poised to have this government report on UAP. And you've been watching this stuff since the 1980s. Do you think anything's going to come of it?
Well, I've been watching this stuff actually since the 1960s. But I really don't think that there's anything is really going to come of it. I really don't. I mean, you know, we've all seen throughout the years, everybody seemed to, you know, everybody promised, hey, next year, you know, the big reveal, you know, didn't happen this year, next year, you know, 10 years from now. And I think that it's just going to be more of the same with this one. There's going to be all this fanfare and then ultimately disappointment because there aren't going to be any big massive revelations. Nobody is going to hold a press conference and say UFOs are extraterrestrials or, you know, time travelers or, you know, here's one of them now. We're going to bring him up to the podium and he'll answer questions, you know, from the press.
Tim, what's going to happen there, Tim, is nobody would believe it if he did.
Well,
I mean, I pointed out on a number of occasions here.
Yeah.
One third of the Republicans in this country do not believe that Joe Biden is president. So if he makes the announcement, they'll think, of course, this is the deep state acting up.
Right.
They will not believe any of that. So there's an important point there. We have this political polarization, forgetting about the reality or non-reality. I'm not getting into the politics. But the question would be here, how would we even present or be introduced to the possibility that we have alien visitors? Mm-hmm. Because people wouldn't believe it, or they take it in stride. It would have to be really put up there in a way that is very, very upfront. Not, well, maybe some are spaceships, maybe they're not, which is, I guess, kind of what they're saying. We don't have proof they're spaceships, but we can't say they're not. And that leaves open the possibility, hey, maybe they're spaceships, maybe ET is here, and nobody's going to care.
I have no doubt that not only our military, but, you know, other militaries around the world probably has all kinds of excellent film and videos and things like that of their encounters, you know, with whatever these objects are. Those will never be brought out. Those are going to be kept secret. Heck, I wonder if there are a lot of people now within the government or the military who has any idea of the evidence that has been collected and then stashed away. You know, it's kind of like the end of the first Indiana Jones movie.
Why do we always mention that?
In the crate and then
Warehouse 13.
Warehouse.
Warehouse 13.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, exactly. When you think of that scene, it's all Warehouse 13, because Warehouse 13, probably I didn't talk to the creators. Warehouse 13 must have emerged from that particular segment of the movie. You take this invention or this spaceship or this artifact of ancient magic and you stick it away somewhere because you don't want to face it. But you know what? That could be real. Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So if there was a spaceship from Roswell that crashed, and we've talked about the other possibilities, say it was a spaceship, you think, well, we've got that crazy doctor with the white hair played by the guy who played Data in Star Trek, okay? Brent Spiner? No, that's not happening. What's happening is if they got it, they'd squirrel it away somewhere till they can figure out the technology. And then generation after generation passes. And nobody does anything with it. Out of sight, out of mind. The best thing to do is we have this framework in which the military operates. Anything outside of that framework, forget about it unless there's overt evidence of a threat. No overt evidence. Okay, so crazy objects are out there, and the military sees them, and people see them. And maybe they're spaceships, but maybe except for some of those early instances with nuclear installations, these days nobody's bothering us.
Mm-hmm.
Why bother? Out of sight, out of mind. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of what's happening is that. It's not a deep, dark conspiracy.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, you know, may have just forgotten about it. You know, they, you know, like, well, you know, somewhere we were supposed to have these pieces from something that crashed, but, you know, darn if I know where it is, you know, going through their keys, you know, trying to find it. I don't know. We'll just forget about it. So
we did not have Colonel Corso sticking stuff in a file cabinet and sending it out to private industry. We didn't have that because I don't think they'd ever get that far. And I get back to the other point I made. If you have evidence of advanced alien technology, and I'm not talking about Star Trek level 300 years hence. I'm talking about 1,000 years hence. It's magic to us. How would we be able to put heads or tails of that? What would we do with it? I mean, could we pull apart some technology and get night vision goggles, which were not invented by AT, I don't care what they say, or printed circuit boards? I mean, we could say, look how advanced our science is, and Randall and I have had discussions about that. But practical matter is, if this is all magic to us, beyond our comprehension, beyond what sci-fi writers can think of, what do we do with it? Do we sit there and scratch our heads? I don't know what to do with this. Or do we close the door and say, you know what? Let's get on with our business, and maybe when we can figure it out, we'll come back here. 10, 20, 30, 40, 74 years goes by. Doesn't matter. We don't know what it is. It's catching dust. It doesn't hurt us, so who cares?
It would be like if you had the capability of sending a cell phone back and give it to Isaac Newton. How would he look at something like that?
I think he would recognize that it's a piece of technology.
Like he
wouldn't go, oh, it's magic, and then, you know, suddenly, you know, declare it to be something that the church should deal with.
Yeah.
Like Newton would have gone, okay, this is a technology. I don't know how it works, but it's pretty obvious that's what it is, right? And I think we can do the same thing. You know, we don't have to look at UFOs from the point of view of magic and superstition anymore.
Right.
We can go, no, those are craft. Those are some kind of technology. We might not know how to build it right now, but it's pretty obvious that's what it is.
Okay. It's been suggested that some of these craft seem to exhibit almost an intelligence of their own. And then it's been, you know, that you're dealing with a craft that has an artificial intelligence, basically, that maybe they're, it's organically grown even. Say the stories are true, especially in the 1940s where you had crashed UFOs and the military gets a hold of these things. And rather than dealing with technology as we understand it, electronics, wires, you know, even fiber optics, you're instead dealing with something that has none of that and then operates almost like a living creature. Well, you know, you may have, you know, well, okay, this appears to be something alive, but, you know, you're talking about an era when computers filled an entire room and were, you know, basically, you know, analog. You'd almost just have to, you know, wind them up and let the spring go. You know, so, you know, I think that if the stories about crashed UFOs are true, that's what you end up dealing with, that, that you're dealing with something that is just so far beyond our idea of technology and electronics that, you know, maybe not necessarily considered magic. You know, most scientists are beyond that now, but instead you're looking at it as something like, we have no idea what we're dealing with.
This is where people always want to go, though. And I'm like, you know, that is really kind of just an assumption on our part that because they can do these things that we don't know how they do it, that they must be way, way, way more advanced than we are. It could be the case that something like a microchip, if you've ever looked at a microchip, especially the modern day ones, they are incredible. We're getting down to molecule size parts now. You know, they might think that to them that that is incredible and have no idea how that works. Maybe they just stumbled onto anti-gravity somehow and they don't even really know how it works, but they got it to work and then they learned how to build ships and float them around. And that could explain some of their behavior, why some of their behavior does seem rather primitive. Just because they've got these craft that can do these amazing things doesn't mean that they're necessarily that far ahead of us. They're just different.
Maybe the point is here, then, is that we have this newer civilization that picks up evidence of an ancient civilization that is no longer there. As a result of which, well, they're able to fly the spaceships or activate the Stargate, but they haven't a clue how to build the things. They can't build it. What do you think?
I think actually that's one of the plot of one of the Star Trek episodes where they were dealing with a race. So that's exactly what they did. They just happened to come across a more advanced technology and then took it out and were just basically using it to scavenge whatever they could get a hold of.
Right.
Yeah. That's, you know, I think that's, you know, if the universe is, and it probably is populated as big as it is, there's probably a lot of alien races. I'm sure that there are probably races that is their whole way of operating. You know, they, at one point they accidentally came across, you know, a crashed spaceship and then used that to get off the planet. And then they just advanced themselves by scavenging anything that they run across. They don't really have a knowledge on how it works. They just know that, well, okay, I push this green button, it flies.
Heaven help them to fix the things that they break. Tim Swartz, please tell our listeners, if they want to learn more of the things you do, where can we find you?
Sure. All of my books are available on Amazon.com. Just type in Tim R. Swartz or, you know, Timothy Green Beckley. My website is conspiracyjournal.com. Again, that's conspiracyjournal.com. You know, we're trying right now to keep things up and running, and we'll try to continue to do so despite the unfortunate passing of our good friend, Timothy Green Beckley.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Facebook. And also look for our brand spanking new Paracast shop at the Paracast.shop. Lots of new artwork. Randall's put a lot of really good stuff in there, and we have the traditional Paracast logos. Each piece of artwork has dozens of items, T-shirts and pillows and everything. Really, really high-quality stuff, prompt shipments. Everything is all set, 100% release right now. The Paracast.shop, the Paracast.shop. Please pay a visit. Just enjoy the great artwork in there, not just the stuff that we've had or the silly cartoon caricature of me, but Randall. It's just marvelous, the Paracast.shop. Don't forget the Paracast Plus, where we offer the After the Paracast podcast with extended interviews and no censorship, no FCC to monitor us, and the special version of this show free of the network ads. We give you an Amazon gift card for long-term subscriptions. Check it out at the Paracast.plus. The Paracast.plus. Tim Swartz, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks, Gene. Thanks, Randall.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.